This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Jeremy Hobson.
Now to a sector of the economy that doesn't get a lot of attention, domestic workers. There are 52 million of them around the world. And today, the International Labor Organization, which is part of the United Nations, raised alarms about the legal protections that domestic workers get. Martin Ulz is a legal specialist at the ILO, and he joins us now from Geneva. Good morning.
Good morning.
Well, when we talk about domestic workers, who are we talking about?
We're talking about workers that perform services and work for private households, but sometimes they're also employed by a company or an agency that makes these workers available to perform services for households.
Maids, nannies, cooks, butlers, that sort of thing.
That's exactly right.
And there are 52.6 million of them all over the world.
That's correct. And to add to that, we also know that a lot of them go uncounted. So in reality, we can also assume that the real number will be higher. And at the global level, if we're looking at female wage employment, we see that 7.5% of every woman in the world engaged in wage employment is actually a domestic worker.
Well, what's the difference when it comes to working conditions for these people as opposed to people who work in professions where they work in an office or something like that?
Domestic workers remain in many, many cases excluded from important protections, starting from minimum wages to limitations of their working hours. When we look at legal entitlements, there is already quite a less favorable treatment for domestic workers. So domestic workers earn less than other workers for the same type of work, and they work much longer hours at the same time.
Well, what can be done to make sure that domestic workers are treated as well as they can be?
The most basic thing is to disseminate information and to raise awareness among employers of domestic workers that they have responsibilities as employers. In many countries, domestic work is not yet perceived as real work. At the other side of the coin, we need also to ensure that where disputes between domestic workers and their employers arise, there is ways and means how assistance can be given in such situations so employment relationships can go on.
Martin Ulz is a legal specialist on working conditions at the International Labor Organization. Thanks so much for your time this morning.
You're welcome. Thank you very much.